The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Well, from fitness retreats to other ways to get away from it all, more and more people are looking towards creativity breaks as a way of clearing the mind. Our very own creative, Liam Geraghty, was given the stressful task this week of going along to see what they're all about.
Unexpected item in bagging
Our work lives have never been more stressful. From the daily commute, toxic work culture, never-ending emails, texts and calls, social media, the mere mention of Brexit. Sometimes you just want to scream, stop! There are many businesses out there to help us de-stress.
Hello, my name is Martha Taropov and I work as a sound healer.
Martha set up the Nada Brahma Health Academy. She does sound therapy and is preparing the various instruments for a gong bath meditation taking place tomorrow at the Hill of Tara.
So I have many different instruments for healing properties and they have a special tune. It's a beautiful journey for some of people who are really open to that. They can really let it go. They can really release a lot of tension.
Martha has had a lot of companies have her come in to do these sound sessions as part of their employees' well-being.
I really advise people to surround by positive people. How much you appreciate yourself, you feel your value, then people are coming, then people are feeling your vibration and you're resonating that.
My name is Gary Keyes and I'm from Dublin originally. I've been living in Denmark for the last, 20 odd years. I'm an archaeologist originally. What I work at today is I run a creative residence here in rural Jutland, which is in the western part of Denmark. I went to university over here and was lucky enough to meet with my present wife. Present wife, it sounds terrible. My wife. And we were so lucky. Total coincidence that we actually came into contact with this former medieval Benedictine nunnery.
The nunnery has functioned as a creative residence since 1969. Gary and his wife have around 500 guests a year.
The guests that come here could be anything, politicians from the European Parliament or the local parliament here in Denmark, business people, designers, as well as artists and authors.
To stay at the retreat, you have to have a task or a project, something you want to work on. It's not a holiday.
If you have got a small team or maybe an individual that's working on a project, you put them in a place like this and they'll actually be able to think, like, out of some tangents. And this is what we're selling. It's basically the experience of nothing. There is no interruption. You've just got yourself and your idea. And that can be frightening. But on the other hand, when you get over that, it becomes this massive experience of freedom, really.
Well, we're in Slane, a place called Giltown Rosnery. You're inside a Shaolin Buddhist temple at the moment, but also Taoism. Everything we built ourselves here. And it's our bit of joy. Well, I have three names, believe it or not. My Christian name is Nicholas Costello. My Buddha's name is Karma Walsa, and I was adopted into a family in Hong Kong, my grandmaster's family, and his name is Chu. So it's Nicky Chu.
Nick grew up in the Liberties.
My father was a famous boxer in his time. He went through five different weights unbeaten, and he always wanted me to do the boxing as well, which I didn't like, because I had a shoulder on me that would knock out an elephant, because I was carrying coal from a young age, and I didn't like hurting people. So I went around looking for different things and I found the Shaolin Kung Fu. These pathways of stone here that you see, they're for meditation as well.
They're here?
Yes, and up. Well, we use this one when it's not raining. And we use that one when it is raining. You walk on these in your bare feet and what it does for you is you position your feet and you have to be very careful how you place your foot. It helps you think, I'm here now, I have to be very careful where I'm putting my feet. How much weight I'm putting on it. Make sure I feel everything. And it helps you understand that you have to trust yourself. Well, I went from delivering coal off the back of a horse and cart to driving trucks, not only in Ireland, but also on the continent. And I had my own business. I had 3 or 4 trucks in Pandora one time. Giving up that business to go this full time was quite scary, because it was a lucrative business and I wanted to get away from the rat race. And I says, okay, if I'm going to do this, I have to get a bit of courage and just do it. So we went from having a lot of money down to nothing. This particular drum, that's over 100 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did you get it?
In Hong Kong.
The temple makes money from corporate gigs, a lot of them involving those big Chinese dragons.
The big long 80, 90 foot dragon, that type of thing, and that goes into running everything. Of course, the Chinese New Year is very lucrative through the Dublin City Council. From that, we get weddings and we get, no, I was going to say funerals. And the Liberals, we used to say a good funeral is better than a bad wedding.